house today. God, we thank you, Father, that your glory is resting upon your church. Whether we're together in the same building, we are together in spirit. So, Father, today, dear God, we've invited you into this house, into our homes, wherever we may be watching today. God, we've come to lift the name of Jesus Christ on high. So, Father, today we've come to worship you. You indeed hold the universe. You hold everyone on earth. So, Father, we thank you, God, that your people are in your hand. The future is in your hand. Our confidence is in your hand, the mighty hand of God. Today we bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Worship and sing with us.
Melody.
Sing a little louder.
Heaven comes. through despair, I hear a generation full of faith declare, and our song it will be. Out of the darkness we will rise and sing. He is faithful, He is glorious, and He is Jesus, and all my hope is in Him. He is freedom, He is healing right now, He is hope and joy, love and peace and life. I have seen a life like the break of dawn, giving blind men sight and letting lame men walk. I see a generation with resurrection life. We are a generation filled with the power of Christ, and our song it will be. Out of the darkness we
time He has paid.
He has paid the highest price. He has proven His great love for us, and we will praise Him with our lives and proclaim.
Jesus, we just thank You, Lord. We thank You for paying the highest price, God. We love You, Lord, and we praise You, Jesus. Thank you.
Upon this place. fireball.
When you come.
presence. Just alive in your presence. There's no place that we would rather be. Come on, church, amen. Can you just say amen where you're at? Just say amen. Lord, we just love your presence, God. We come alive in your presence. Your presence is the remedy for lack of desire. We must act on what we know. Lord, we just come into your presence right now and we make ourselves available to you. Have your way in us, Lord.
Amen.
Have your way in us. I thank you, God, for the restrictions that have been put upon us. Things are being revealed that we have put our trust in, and things that we've gotten our comfort in, and it hasn't been you. God, I thank you for bringing us back to a place, for just cutting off the chafe and cutting off the noise and cutting off all of the things that are vying for our attention. And at some point, every one of us, we have the decision to return back to the Lord, to put our attention on Him. And all that we are comes from Him. And everything we do comes out of that place from being with Him. Come on. Thank you, God, for the opportunity. Thank you for the warning. Thank you, God, that you are breathing on your church. It makes me think of the disciples when they were waiting in the upper room. And it came like a mighty rushing wind. And they were crowned with fire on top of their heads. We had the fall of man. We had the restoration of man when Christ died on the cross and he rose again. And we are in the days of the overcoming church. It's written in Revelation, he who overcomes, I will. There's an overcoming spirit that's coming upon the church right now. We are in important times. Almighty breath of God, breathe on these slain, O God. Awaken the church. Awaken our hearts out of the slumber, God. Awaken the church. I just prophesy to the breath, breathe on these slain, O God, and draw us into that place of intimacy with you, beyond the veil, to lay a hold of the horns of the altar, to lay a hold of what you died for to give us, God. Lord, forgive us for being asleep. God, I pray right now that you release a spirit of repentance upon the land, that we repent for putting our trust in stuff and in things and not taking the time to go beyond the veil to meet with you, God. It's where our peace comes from. It's where our security comes from. God, forgive us for the pride that has been exalted over the nations of the world. Forgive us, God, where we have desired power. We have desired power. Power to ourselves rather than power from the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lord would say in Isaiah chapter 28, woe to the pride of the world. Worn like a garland on their heads, their glory is but wilted flowers. Worn like a crown on the heads of those bloated with rich food and overcome by wine. Behold, the Lord has one who is strong and mighty, and he will come like a hailstorm and like a destroying wind. With a storm of massive flooding waters, his mighty power will knock it to the ground. Amen. Hallelujah. That proud crown of the drunkards of Ephraim will be trampled underfoot, and the glory of these proud leaders will fade and disappear like the first figs of the season, which are picked and eaten as soon as they ripe. In that day, Lord Yahweh, commander of the angel armies, will be a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty for the remnant of his people. Come on. He will be a spirit of justice for judges to render right decisions, and he will be a strength and bravery for those who turn back the battle at the gate. Lord, I thank you that you are calling to your bride right now. You have prepared a feast. You have prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and you are calling us to come and eat at that table in the presence of our enemies. Here's what the Lord God says, Isaiah 28:16. Behold, I set in place in Zion a foundation stone, fully tested and proven to be faithful and secure. And written upon this precious cornerstone is this: those who trust in him will not run away in fear. Lord, I thank you for these glorious times that we are in. Oh God, that you would establish your church, a strong foundation stone laid with precious gems. That we are an army that will not run in fear. That we will turn back the enemy at the gate. I prophesy to the armies of God to arise and take your place. I can't help but pray for President Trump right now. We are in very serious times in the history of our nation. They're unprecedented times. It makes me think of the times, God, when you came and you judged Egypt and you judged the gods of Egypt. Oh, the infinite wisdom of Egypt, so they thought, that they had made a covenant with death. But you came, God, and you judged every one of their gods and brought them to their knees. You were calling your people out of Egypt because you wanted them to come out and worship you and to meet with you. That's what he's doing to us right now, church. He's calling us out. He's calling us out of the bondage of the world. He's calling us out into a place of the marriage supper of the Lamb. He's calling us into a place of intimacy to become the overcoming church that he had in his mind, and it was in his heart from the beginning. Will you accept? Will you accept the offer? Will you come and eat? Will you come and meet with him? Will you put all the stuff aside? It's not a vacation. It's time to meet with the lover of our soul. The Word of God says that our husband is our maker. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the bridegroom and we are the bride. Lord, we just come into that place, into the presence of God, and we want to meet with you. Shut the door behind you. Come into the bridal chambers. Come into the room with the Lord and shut the door. Lord, we just love you. We just love you, God. And I just declare and decree over this house, we are a covenant house. We choose to be the bride of Christ. Whatever you say, we will do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just take a few minutes as we, I just feel like the Lord's just saturating this place right now. He's just saturating it. And wherever you're at, just behold him. Behold the presence of God and allow his presence to saturate your soul, saturate your whole being right now. Thank you. Take us into the Holy of Holies, our anchor beyond the veil. Saturate us, God. Saturate us with your presence right now. Oh, Lord, we just love you. Just begin to tell him how much you love him. Just begin to tell him how much you love him. That you trust him. God, we trust you. We trust you, God. We love you, Lord. Broken your covenant with us ever. God, forgive us for where we have broken our end. It's never been about performance. It's never been about how well we do anything. It's just about loving you and doing what you ask of us, to just love you and be in relationship with you. God, ignite the altars of intercession. Anoint the words of your people. I don't even know what to say right now. The presence of God is so strong in this place. I just know that God is responding right now in a powerful way. When we take the time to come in His presence. Time to take our places in the armies of God. Amen. In Exodus chapter 6, we read, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, for For with a strong hand he will let them go, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. So Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage.